Hey, this is Lucky. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor and they're dead to us. So head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code professionalcasual at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like order for like paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks.
Oh, I don't have the thing. Hang on one second. Hang on. Hey, my electric casuals, and welcome to another episode of Beards and Ears, where sometimes we skull about it. The best whole world podcast on the internet. I'm Taylor, your personal grudge bearer, and with me is Dan.
Hello.
Hey, that was so creepy.
Hello. Oh,
Dan copied the intro, except for the part where I say the intro.
So, oh, really?
I couldn't see it. I got to copy that. Hang on.
Whoops.
There we go. It's all right. Hey, listen, before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. It's time to send a huge dally thank you to our beautiful and wonderful patrons who support us over on patreon.com/professionalcasual. These folks help us do what we do every day, keep the lights on, and keep Tim from eating his skulls.
Skulls.
Which he rolls a lot in MCP, let's be honest. So I would just want to, you know, send a huge special thank you to our current big subbies of X-Paxis and Rob, Iron Maze and Tau, Dagna and Briar Mage, and Cider Drinker and Kilted Sparky, Kwaku. It just feels weird to say it every time. Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velis, Send a Pagan Prince, David Hanson, Mandy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, and Cord, thank you so much, as well as those who go over to patreon.com/professionalcasual, and they sign up for the Electric Casuals tier, showing support specifically for this show. We've got Lou G, Tony M, Meerkat, Stefan, Rev Right Mad, Cliff, Elite Eight Showdown was canceled, Anthony Manuel, the Neil Harris, Lil Willie, Carlos, and Nick Barron. Thank you so much for your support. And I just want to also say, Dan, I put black contrast on some guns. That's all I did for hobby and games.
Wow. Also,
insanely busy.
Yeah, I mean, life always, right? Also, big shout out to our newest member as of 19 hours ago, Alex Gunning.
Oh,
thanks for joining.
Are they an electric casual?
No.
Are they a big subby?
No.
Oh.
They're a free
thanks
member,
anyways, Alex.
But I wasn't going to say it, but you're forcing me to.
Oh, that's incredible.
That was good.
So, yeah, thanks, everybody. And there is one other thing that Brooks just reminded me of in our Discord. Hey, if you want to come hang out with us, talk old world, talk shop, as it were. You can come hang out with us in our Discord. Link should be in the show notes. Brooks is doing an event, and I can't remember when it is. Dan, do you remember when it is?
Yeah, of course I do.
It's in that.
You don't have to look back at our conversations to find the date.
That would be not July 27th.
No, that already happened.
That one already happened.
Yeah. A while ago.
It's sometime in October, isn't it?
Yes.
We're very prepared for this plan. And
October 4th.
October 4th. It's also in Massachusetts, right?
Yes.
Awesome stuff. And it should be on, is it on Best Coast?
Yes.
Dan, do you know what it's called?
No. Hold on. He definitely shared the link. We're so good at this.
Treasure hunt.
Treasure.
Saturday 10-4, good buddy. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So we're going to look for some treasure down in the old world, or not in the old world, in the underways. And there's a bunch of underway rules, like, you know, watch your head because, you know, there's low ceilings and it's dark and all that sort of stuff. And Brooks has been going nuts making terrain for this. As always, the man
for
is
real.
He's a workhorse, dude. He's an absolute workhorse.
Most impressive.
But yeah, it should be on Best Coast. I'm pretty sure. I think I've signed up for it too. I have my phone in my pocket. Usually it's upstairs at this hour.
I definitely registered on it.
Heck yeah.
I know you sent us the link.
Treasure Hunt. Look at that. Yeah, so if you go into Best Coast pairing, it's called Beards, Ears, and Skulls Treasure Hunt. It's in Amesbury, Massachusetts on October 4th. And it's going to be an absolute rootin' tootin' good time. And hopefully, even Dr. D will be there, which, guess what? He's streaming right now.
No way. He's streaming TV. While we're recording this?
Isn't that weird? And we're recording on a completely different day than we usually, than he usually streams.
That's not true at all.
No, but also yes. Anyways, I'm so tired. We are today talking about heavy units, and I don't mean ogres. I mean heavy cavalry, right?
Heavy the cavalry.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
We had one really nice surprise in there, things that was a heavy cavalry. Where
yeah.
Like, wait, what?
This don't make no sense, but okay.
I made the list earlier today, and Taylor was just looking at it, and he's like, wait a minute.
One of these is wrong. And Dan was like, no, they're not. And I was like, oh.
You look at the book, and you're like, oh, it does say heavy cavalry there.
Yeah, I even brought up the latest like FAQs and the latest changes and stuff. Nope, they're heavy cav.
Oh, I didn't think to do that. Good call.
Good call, baby doll.
Like, apparently, Brooks called us out. The Totogan Guard apparently lost their rule to reroll ones sometimes in an FAQ. I did not realize that. So
well, they suck now. So
also, he really argued against, especially, you know, my placement of the Grave Guard for vampire counts. He was arguing that they should be A tier because of what they bring above and beyond skeletons, and especially with the new objective rules, how well they can stay on an objective with their, I think it's implacable defense.
Yeah, which I totally would have called implacable, but yes, it is totally implacable.
I mean, they are implacable.
Yes, they don't want any placards for their defense.
They choose not to give ground, so they won't even get pushed back 2 inches.
Dang. I mean, yeah, that's actually pretty dope.
That I understand. And I was like, you know what? With that argument, okay, I'd be fine with bumping up to like B tier heavy infantry.
I don't know. I might go B plus, Dan.
Okay.
Mainly because you can regenerate them, and it's not just one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the regenerate is huge.
Yep. And it's raising, not regenerate, but yes to both. And I think the other thing was it was their cleaving strike ignores regen, which I don't think would come up too horrendously often, but I only play against, like, I don't know, I guess troll, you know, troll pants.
Trolls, which, troll pants, any other undead demons.
Yep. Yeah, that's totally fair. Undead are pretty popular for sure.
Wood elves with their forest spirits, don't they all have regen?
Well, I mean, they're terrible, but yeah, maybe.
Wow.
They're bad. Forest spirits are bad.
That's fair. Also, it's really good when they're stuck against characters that are almost always going to have a... Oh, and I was thinking ward save, but often characters have regen too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So that's still nice if you roll that 6.
I think you're nice if you roll a 6. Anyways...
Unless it's a leadership test.
Then you want ones, baby. Let's start off with our manliest men's, the Empire of Mans, with our... What's up?
You're just going to skip over my games played in Hobbies Hobby?
Yeah, what'd you do, I guess, if you want to talk about it?
No, I don't.
Good, I don't want to hear about it. No, I'm kidding.
I can't remember if last time I had finished my Skaven Globedeers.
I don't remember. I remember talking about them, but I don't know if that was just you and me chatting.
Well, there were a couple times where it was like, I've been working on these guys forever, but they are totally done now. 10 of the old metal ones, or 5 of the old metal ones, 5 of the new plastic ones, which look really funny in the same unit.
Heck yeah.
Because they're just such a...
So different.
Yeah. The Hellpit Abomination is all done, so the Skaven got some sweet reinforcements with those. And then I've, been fitting in some Star Wars Legion as well. I got, a box of fleet troopers.
Yeah.
And
good find, by the way.
Yeah. That I was actually like, through a local game store in Connecticut had them online for $30, and everywhere else had them listed for $80. And I was like, I appreciate you not just marking them up for no reason.
Yeah.
But it was like my fastest turnaround ever. It was a box of 7 models, so it's not a ton, but I had it done the next day. Like, I was kind of shocked with myself that, like, I built them the day I got them. I primed them that night when it wasn't too humid, started painting them, and then finished them the next day.
To be fair, assembling Legion minis is not super difficult.
No, it's the old soft plastic one. So, sure. Like, each individual model's in its own little baggie with its 3 right. parts.
So that took probably at least an hour off, you know.
Oh my god. Still, yeah, no clipping. There's no there's no flash or anything you gotta get rid of. The assembly took probably 5 minutes.
Right. It's probably I really love assembling miniatures. I love building things. It's one of my favorite things ever. But just you can buy a core box for Legion and be done with it in like 10 minutes. Both sides. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, now the new core boxes are all hard plastic on sprues.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah. Since AMG took over, they do not want to do the soft plastic anymore because it sucks.
Oh, it does suck. Yeah, it's real bad. But yeah, the old Legion core set that I have, I think I put it together in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's not anything. It's not that fun, really. But yeah, the new stuff's way, way better. I've been working on those as well.
Heck yeah.
I have Minotaurs like on the docket, and I still got to do Shea Vess. She got some paint on her. She got started, but she's not done. Oh, and I finished building the 20 Marauders with great weapons.
That one I'm less happy about.
Right? I was shocked, though. I was like, oh, I could, you know, totally use these as Berserkers. Berserkers can't take great weapons. They can only take additional hand weapons or flails. I was like, really?
I guess I can kind of understand that because they want to go berserk. But at the same time, what barbarian does not have a great weapon?
Right. You can go berserk with a great weapon. So I was very surprised by that. And I was like, well, I mean, I got 20 with flails, so that's fine.
They're also called Zerkberkers. Get it right.
Zerkberker. No, that's the corn Zerkberkers. I don't think they can take marks. Corn,
then they're Zerkberkers.
Can they even take marks? I don't think they can.
Take the mark of Zerkberking.
I'm looking now.
Burk that Zerk for me, would you, Dan?
Also, anyways, I was quite surprised that Marauder Huskarls are not heavy cavalry.
Interesting.
I thought they were because they can take heavy armor and whatnot. That makes them quite a bit different from just Marauder horsemen.
Yeah,
Berserkers cannot get a mark.
So they're always undivided?
Yep.
Oh. Well, then I guess they're Berserkers then. That's dumb.
Yeah, additional hand weapons are flails, and I have none with... Oh, you can give them throwing axes.
Oh, fair enough. Dumb. I mean, who doesn't want to throw an axe every now and then? You ever done that? You have done that. I was there. It was for somebody's birthday. It was really fun.
I have done axe throwing. It is really fun, but it's terrible in this game.
So, heavy cavalry.
Okay.
Let's talk about some cavalry that are heavy. And we're going to start off our talk about heavy cavalry with the Empire of Mans, or the Manspire, as I like to call them.
Yep. So I just looked through all the books earlier today and just wrote down all the different units that are heavy cavalry, which is quite not as many as heavy infantry, which is
correct.
Not surprising.
No.
You know, every army has infantry. Not every army has cavalry.
Now, I know most of you are probably like, hey, why did you skip over the dwarf army? It's because, we don't have goat riders yet, which is dumb. So, you know.
Yeah, we'll cover them in the monstrous cavalry episode.
Yeah.
Because gyrocopters are monstrous cavalry.
And probably S tier. Let's be real.
Spoiler alert, S tier.
They're so good.
But this time, when I wrote down all the names of them, I also threw in their point value or point value range, just for a quick reference. And then just my knee-jerk reaction, what I thought, you know, A, B, C, or S. And I actually suggested 2 for S this time.
I bet you one of them's Lizardmen, aren't they?
What?
Turns out cold ones are dope. So weird.
Anyways. So I just put them in order, the order I looked through the book. So I started with Forces of Fantasy. And so obviously our first one are Empire Knights.
Heck yeah.
Which,
these are, I mean, if you look at like heavy infantry being the Chaos Knights, like, yeah.
Chaos Warriors being Knights. The epitome of.
Yeah. Like, this is the epitome of heavy cavalry to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is just heavy cavalry.
They Empire are Knights. The, what do you call it? Standard.
Yep. Absolutely. And we've said that so many times about Empire as well, is just, if you think about like your baseline standard thing in the old world, Empire, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're so vanilla, but they are also so customizable because you can put anything you want on a vanilla soft serve cone.
And it's still good.
And it's still pretty decent. It's no chocolate, but it's still pretty decent.
It's no chocolate.
It's no Empire chocolate.
Empire Knights are definitely no chocolate.
Nope.
They are vanilla. You do get heavy armor shields. You do have to pay for lances, which I feel like they should just be 22 points a model, and they take either lances or great weapons for free.
No, those are your Inner Circle Knights, aren't they? Don't they come with lances? No, they don't.
No. Well, I guess because you can replace their shield with great weapons for free instead.
Oh, fair enough.
So really they're 22 points because you're almost certainly going to give them lances. Come on.
Wait a second. Oh, so you either get you replace your shields with a great weapon for free, or you have to take a great weapon or lance?
Yes.
That's weird. Just give them a lance.
Right.
It's like, that's what you just said right there. You know what I mean?
I mean, there is some argument for great weapons over lances because they're just as effective whether they charged or not. But then you don't get the fun of like your knightly charge with the lances lowered. Yeah. That's the whole point of taking heavy cavalry. You want to smash into them on the charge.
Oh! Okay. All right. Listen.
No.
What about units? Are they core? They're core, right?
They are core. That's why I put them. My thought was A tier.
Why not just units of four with great weapons then?
I don't hate it.
You know what I mean? Musician. With a musician, you have to have a musician, Dan. Absolutely. Of course.
Honestly, units of four with a preceptor, their champ, or preceptor. I don't actually know how to pronounce that properly, but okay. So you got four with great weapons. That's
88 points. Yeah. Yep.
And then six for the preceptor. So you're talking 94. 94 points for that little dart that has a 3-up save because heavy armor, shield, and barding. No, you don't. Yeah, because you're paying for the great weapons.
Yep.
You might as well. Well, there's so few of them. That's pretty decent. Realistically, close order, counter charge, first charge, and swift stride.
Yeah, man.
I mean, first charge is fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I don't, honestly, I don't hate that at all, and I think more people should do it. the little dart of four with great weapons. And I feel like that is a very effective way to play heavy cavalry, is just this like little tiny thing, especially if it's core, dude. Like, that's 88 points of core, 94 points of core, which is dope, you know?
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's not a tax at that point when you have units like this there.
Right.
I think before the what everybody's referring to as the 1.5 update, they would have been better. I think we're going to see more bigger units of infantry.
Sure.
A little dart of four of them is not going to be as good, but if you can use them as a support with another charge, that'd just be some nice extra damage. Weapon skill,
right, four, so here,
strength five, that's great. AP two, that's good.
It's good, for sure. Now, where Empire Knights kind of fall off a little bit is that strength three. And obviously that toughness three hurts.
Yeah.
Because they're only mans, right? They're not Inner Circle Knights, which are strong mans, which are strength four, toughness three.
Yeah. But at the same time, they're the second cheapest.
Right, exactly.
No, fourth cheapest. Sorry, I keep finding other ones.
Oh yeah, Knights Errant. Yep, fair.
Yes, and Skeleton Horsemen.
Yep.
I can't believe they're heavy, but whatever.
Wait, did you just say Skeleton Horsemen are heavy? Wait, what?
Yeah. We'll get there. And look at their point cost.
Skeleton Horsemen are heavy cavalry. Huh.
And they're like nothing. But I like them a lot because they're also cheap. You can take a unit of 8 or 10 easily. Yeah. And again, in core, awesome. And if you want to really, you know, like double down on it, you go the Knightly Order's Army of Infamy.
Yep.
I mean, you could, even without the Army of Infamy, you can play an entirely mounted Empire list.
And yeah, easily.
On horses, you got knights and core, you got slightly different knights and special, you've got monstrous cavalry with demigriff knights. Mm-hmm. Like, you got a lot of choices there.
And steam tanks.
Sure, that's a mount. Count a chariot as
that's a mount.
We'll count it as mounted.
It's a dude inside a moving platform. That's a mount.
Right. I don't think we need to go over all the different knightly orders that the Arcane Journal added. Go back to that episode and give a listen for our opinion on the Knights Panther, Knights of the White Wolf, the Blazing Sun, Knights of Moor, and the Fiery Heart, for where we ranked those. Spoiler alert, White Wolf was our favorite, at least mine, because Furious Charge on Knights. Yes, please.
With First Charge?
And Swift Stride.
I mean, and everything else, right? Swift Stride, Counter Stride. Swift Stride. Swift Stride, Counter Stride, Shift Stride. Like, come on, that's so dope.
So, yeah.
You gotta stop saying dope. They say it too much. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. So that's why I put them as, I would suggest them in the A tier because they are core. They're the, like, epitome of this is heavy cavalry.
Yeah.
I would, like, they're not an S because of that strength and toughness 3.
Yeah. Yeah, could you imagine these guys as strength 4?
You can, actually, if you just look at the next page.
Whoa.
Inner Circle Knights. Is that
Inner Circle Knights? Dang.
That are strength 4, toughness 3. So they are almost exactly the same, except they get +1 strength, +1 leadership, and full plate armor.
And drilled. And veteran.
Well, they do get drilled and veteran in there.
And they get reroll hits of 1.
Reroll any rolls to hit of 1. So...
They're real good.
I love Inner Circle Knights. Looking at my list here, I put them as B for some reason. I'm going to change it back to A. Because they're knightly order, they're just knights, but better. They're going to cost a lot more. Instead of 21 to 25 points, they're 29 to 33 points.
Yep.
Which we'll see is kind of middle of the road for heavy cavalry. They're not crazy expensive.
Yeah, 29 is steep, but it's no Dragon Prince, you know?
Or Blood Knights.
Oh my gosh, Blood Knights. Jeez. I mean, when you're a Chaos vampire. Knights.
Yeah. so they're pricey, but yeah, they're on the more expensive end, but they are far from the most expensive. And I do wish they got an extra weapon skill. I wish their weapon skill 5, but really ones kind of makes up for it because a lot of the times you can pick your battles and still be hitting on 3s, rerolling 1s.
Right.
Which is fantastic.
All right, Dan, you ready?
Probably.
All right. 4 Inner Circle Knights with great weapons.
30 points a model.
30 points a model. Yeah. 120-ish. 120. Yeah.
What's 4 times 3, Taylor? Yeah, correct. 120.
That's what I said, Dan. 127 if you include a preceptor.
Which we're gonna.
Yeah. And then a musician for another 7 points, you know.
Well, at that point, might as well also include a standard for the combat res.
Oh, for sure.
Probably a couple more dudes for ablative wounds. And, oh, crap, now we're at a unit of 10 with full command.
Whoops. Dude, I hate it when my unit of 4 turns into a unit of 10 with full command. It happens way too often.
All the time.
That's a shirt. I hate it when my unit of 4 turns into a unit of 10 with full command.
I do find it interesting that both of these are unit size 4 plus, where I feel like you usually see 5 plus for cavalry, but I mean, maybe not since the first 2 we're looking at here are 4.
I mean, skeleton horsemen are 5 plus, so, you know, that seals the deal.
You're going to buck all the trends. Pistoliers are 5 plus, outriders are 4 plus.
Did you just say buck all the trends because they're horses?
Yes, I definitely said that on purpose. Not just a saying that people say. What do you mean?
So these are vanilla heavy cavalry plus, right? These are your
with rainbow sprinkles.
Right. This is your vanilla cone, and it's got like rainbow sprinkles with whipped cream and a cherry on top. And it might be in a waffle cone if you decide to give them, like, I don't know, stubborn or something like that. Maybe a magic standard. You know what I mean?
No, magic standards.
And these guys get 50 points of magic standards, too. So
that's pretty, nice. Incredible. And yep. I think the Preceptor can take 50 points of magic items.
Magic
as well.
Items sure can.
Magic items, which is really nice because a lot of times champions can only take magic weapons.
Yep. And this guy can be like, nah, I have a talisman.
Right? I got a ruby ring because why not?
Oh, did you challenge me out? Oh.
Oh.
Anyways. Yeah, I think these guys in A tier is pretty dope. I think we just put all the heavy cavalry into A tier because for some reason you and I like mounted things.
I really like that cavalry is back in this edition.
As a Slaanesh person, saying I like mounted things makes it weird. Anyways.
Yo. Well,
let's go on to what?
I was going to say, well, the next one I did actually put in B tier.
Yeah, fair. that's fair. So, ladies and gentlemen, these are the folks that you see, the step up from peasantry here, riding chocobos all the time. We've got the Knights Errant, and I'm assuming the reason you put them in B tier is Impetuous.
And Weapon Skill 3.
Wow, I didn't even see that. First glance, and their bliss skill too. They're worse than dwarves at shooting.
What?
That's uncanny.
That's ridiculous. I only put them in B because we're comparing them to other heavy cavalry. Yep. And yes, they are cheap at 19 points a model. Mm-hmm. And they do have a 3-up save with a 6 or 5-up ward save because of the blessings of the lady.
Yeah, which is dope.
Lance formation is great, but no, Impetuous. It's not.
Lance formation is not good. You can blunt a lance.
I feel like it hurts me. Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
You can blunt a lance so easily.
Yeah, that's true. But I forgot what I was going to say now. Oh, just compared to other cavalry, even in their own book, I think they are, you know, they're the worst. They're the cheapest. They're not that great. I think weapon skill 3 really hurts because now you're hitting on 4s most of the time. Almost always, and with only 1 attack each at weapon skill 3, strength 5 on the charge, is just kind of yeah,
you know,
like I don't think they're bad.
No, but I mean, I would rather pay the 5 extra points for Knights of the Realm.
Yes, absolutely, and that's why Knights of the Realm I put into A tier. They're also core. I mean, Knights Errant are also core, but Knights of the Realm, like you said, it's only 5 more points, and you get +1 weapon skill, +1 leadership. You lose Impetuous.
Yep.
Which I think is still actually the only.
You also gain counter charge, which is incredible. Yeah. That's a huge boost.
Really weird that Knights Errant don't have counter charge, but they're Impetuous.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
That kind of doesn't make sense.
Now, having Knights Errant have Impetuous is not nearly as bad as it used to be now that we're playing 1.5, right? Because it's a leadership test, but it's kind of the same because it's leadership 7. So it's a 50-50 anyways.
Right.
You know?
But at the same time, Knights Errant have always had Impetuous. It used to be a rule that only they had, right? They've expanded it. So, like, it's completely flavorful for them. It's not. It's always been a liability for them. That's why they're cheaper. The Knights of the Realm are almost exactly the same as Empire Knights, except they get a ward save.
And who doesn't love? They also come with lances. So the ward save and the lances are an extra, 3 points at 24 points a model.
So effectively, the lady's blessing gives you +2 points.
No, because they have the finest war horses too. That what does that do? They don't reduce.
I don't remember. I was just looking at that one.
They can reroll any die that's a natural 1.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah. So yeah, a little bit extra there as well. So, and I think that's on every mounted Bretonian.
Finest war horses. Nice. Yeah. So they always reroll 1s when they charge, flee, or pursue. That's so good.
Yep.
I totally forgot about that rule. I don't play Bretonia, so I play against them once in a while, so I completely forgot that was even a rule. But no, they're great. Like they're standard. They are just slightly better than the Empire State Troop or Empire Knights. I didn't put them into S tier just because the things that belong in S tier are just so much better.
Well, the things that belong in S tier belong there. You know what I mean? Like, they're really good. So, Mounted Knights of the Realm, they're solid. they're just solid.
They're great.
You know what I mean? They're just your run-of-the-mill, solid, heavy cavalry. Gotta love them.
They're real questing good. Knights. You just say
questing knights. Two extra points, all right? Two extra points, okay? You get an extra weapon skill, an extra strength, I think an extra initiative, but you have a great weapon. You have to have a great weapon.
They only get great weapons, yeah.
It doesn't matter about the initiative.
oh, man. I mean,
I
know
you have
they
a hand weapon.
I think they changed the minimum unit size to these guys in FAQ as well. I think they actually went down to 3 or 4.
What?
For minimum unit size.
If they did, these are an A tier for easily.
So like, just easily. I was just like going off your shtick from before, like now you can have a little unit of just great weapons, but their weapon skill 5 with a ward save.
Yes. Yes.
So yes. I don't know. I put them in B tier.
No.
But
if you can only take 3, they're an A.
It is. Is it 3 or are you still looking?
I don't know. I'll look it up. I wasn't even starting.
Oh, okay.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, people complain about questing knights all the time, but I think I'm going to change my thinking and bump them to A because I forgot they were weapon skill 5 and strength 4, so their great weapons are strength 6, which is nice.
They're unit size 3+.
Okay, I'm changing my thought. I'm going to up them to A. Like we like heavy cav anyway, so they're kind of all good.
26 points isn't bad. It's 5 extra points. Unfortunately, you only have heavy armor and shields with the great weapons, but I'm going to only take 3 of them because that's obnoxious.
Well, they have barding too, so they have a 4 up.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And you can give these guys knightly virtues as well if you would like to. Let's see. Some models may be given a knightly virtue. Each virtue may only be chosen once per army, and there's 2 pages of them. So you'd have to figure out whether or not putting a virtue on your unit of 3 knights would be worth it. I don't know. I haven't gone through a lot of these. So that's up to you.
yeah, I'm not sure. Because if you go minimum, you're at your little great weapon darts here. 3 of them with a paragon, the champion. Mm-hmm. 26 times 3. Let's do this one. Is that 78?
Sure. Yeah.
And then 7 for the paragon brings us to 85.
Sure.
Not bad at all, I feel like. Less than 100 points for that. And then the knightly virtue, I don't know. I feel like they're relatively expensive.
Yeah, they range from 5 points to like 70.
Oh, geez. Yeah. So, you could potentially put a cheap one on here. But the whole point is to keep the unit cheap to just slam in, do some damage. Again, first charge, finest war horses, swift stride. I forget
they don't
what
have counter charge?
Questing vow. I think it's just Knights of the Realm and maybe Grail Knights.
All right.
What is the questing vow? They're stubborn.
Hey, if any survive, that's pretty dope.
They're also they're stubborn, can reroll any fear, panic, or terror test. In addition, a model with this chivalrous vow does not have to make a panic test when a friendly unit of peasantry. They also have the knight's vow baked in. They don't care if the peasants run away.
Yeah, fair enough. Who does? I got to be honest, them not having countercharge is kind of a huge bummer. Because having these 3 dudes with great weapons with countercharge would be ridiculous.
Yeah, that kind of hurts not having countercharge. Just because they do have a boosted initiative of 4, but they have great weapons. There's no reason to go with the hand weapons because they can't. Oh, never mind. They do have shields. You could just go hand weapon shield at strength 4. That's not terrible. And make them way more defensive. Well, they don't get parry, but they're still a 3 up.
Yeah, but you get 0 AP with it as well.
Yeah, I think great weapons is just the way to go there. I appreciate them for their
85 point dart.
Yeah, I don't mind it at all. I do like the variety you can have when you have like an all night army. At least you have something a little different. Their models are great. One guy's playing a lute.
They're the best models in the Bretonian line, easily.
The guy with the whole armoire on the back.
His entire. And there's one dude who's blind with like a little kid on a stand, telling him what to do.
I think they use that picture some. Where did I just see that? They had an image of that guy.
They are probably the best minis in the Bretonian range, hands down.
They're pretty great. I like them a lot.
Where is that guy?
I think it was down in the special rules.
Oh my gosh, yeah, yeah. The standard bearer
on the page
has...
with the vows, yeah.
It's so good. The standard bearer has this massive standard, and there's like a little kid behind him, telling him, like with a looking glass, telling him where to go.
Yeah, a spyglass looking through. It's so good. So good. I love... That's the kind of stuff I love with Warhammer that we need more of.
Oh my gosh, yes. And the dude with his wardrobe on the back is like twirling his mustache too. It's so good.
He's so French.
He's so French.
All right. Oh, these minis are the best. Next up here is our first real elite heavy cavalry unit in the Grail Knights.
Yeah, man.
These guys can be scary. Weapon skill 6, strength and toughness 4, initiative 5, 2 attacks, leadership 9. But you're paying a hefty 38 points a model.
Dude.
And they only have heavy armor and shields and barding. So they still have a, I guess it is still a 3 up.
Yeah, man. But they have everything you want. They have counter charge. They have first charge. They have the Grail Vow, which if I remember correctly, I'm not going to remember correctly. Let me look it up. Hang on 1 second. The Grail Vow, it's immune to psych. They have magical attacks. They're stubborn, and they also have the chivalrous vow. They always benefit from the blessing of the lady and do not have to pray at the start of the game. So if you don't pray, you still have the blessing of the lady. They can't refer as a challenge, obviously. They're so dope. They're so scary.
They're so scary, but they're so expensive. Points a model, and because they're so expensive, they are 3+. Unit size. You're not going to take a dart of these guys though.
No.
Because you're already over 100 points with the 3 of them, but I just feel like they don't, for that many points, I really kind of wish they had 2 wounds.
Yeah, for real.
For what they are, because you fail one save. I mean, they got the lady save.
No, I mean like they should have a 5 up baked in.
Yeah, they should just always get 5 up from the lady save. Totally agree.
They sup from the Grail, man. They should have a 5-up save.
I don't know. Because, like, I've killed them with lucky shots from, like, arrows before, you know.
Which always feels bad.
No, it feels great when you're doing it.
No. I mean as the Praetorian player.
Yeah,
as the Chocobo player, it feels terrible.
You're like, oh, my 40-point model just got killed by a 3-point goblin arrow. So I actually dropped these guys down to B tier just because they are kind of prohibitively expensive. And 2 attacks each is really nice.
The thing about it is, in a Bretonian army, you kind of want that lance. You know, lances aren't great, but the lance formation, you kind of want it. And a unit of 5 of these dudes, just with a champion, is 197 points. That's just a champion.
It adds up so fast. And like, they do get in the combat with their full unit,
they're gonna hurt. Yeah,
but they have such a big target on them. They don't have any magic resistance. You got to pay extra for that on like characters or something or a banner, which they can take a standard up to 100 points. And the Grail Guardian, your champion, can take a knightly virtue and magic items up to 50 points. But now you're just making them even more expensive.
Right. With 1 wound.
Yeah, toughness 4 is really nice, but they're just they can. I've killed a fair number of Grail Knights just with whatever. Like, I threw a Razor Gore at him one time, and his impact hits killed 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, the Razor Gore paid for itself 3 times over. I win that fight. You know, like, I think it's difficult.
And they only have a 3 up.
Yeah, I think it's difficult for them to get their points back.
It is incredible that they do not have full plate armor. It's incredible.
I legitimately just don't understand that.
I don't believe it, and from this point onward, Grail Knights to me have full plate armor, and GW screwed that up on accident, and they just haven't put it in an FAQ yet. I'm actually going to look at the FAQ, see if it's in there.
No, I don't think there is. I was just watching Squarebase's overview of the new Cathay Arcane Journal today,
mm-hmm.
and there's a really funny typo where one of the new magic banners references the Skaven, one of the Skaven magic banners, where they clearly copied and pasted and forgot to change it from the banner of clan of grand superiority to the Jade banner. So, it's really funny.
So
really good stuff.
That's awesome.
Classic.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which once we have that more in more viewable, we'll definitely be talking about that really soon. I'm not sure how I feel about the new Cathay Army of Infamy that can take Empire mercenaries.
That sounds cool. They're trying to come and be like the heroes to save the day. And I think they are too, and I'm taking this straight from, I think it was Brooks. I think that's who put it in the Discord. They're just too like, what's the word I'm looking for? Sigmarite from Age of Sigmar.
Who?
Cathay. They're like these almost ethereal beings that show up out of nowhere.
Oh.
And they have like the most wonderful society ever. And they just show up and they save the whole day by themselves. And then they retreat into the mist. They're like, that's not old world to me.
You're saying they're like Stormcast.
Yeah, Stormcast. It's not.
Okay.
It's not gritty. It's not high, like dark fantasy.
I can kind of see that comparison. You know?
Like if we look at high elves, they have this absolutely beautiful society, but it's been awful. Their history is awful.
And they're all kind of dirtbags in their own ways.
Cathay is this like light of ray of sunshine and hope in this horrible, dark world of horribleness. And it's like, okay, but where'd the dark fantasy go? You know?
I think we're going to get more of that as they do more with Cathay. I think we're going to find out they're not all...
I hope so.
Sunshine and rainbows. Because that's what the Tau looked like at first in 40K. And then it was they came out. Gave more information about Tau. It was kind of like, oh, they're actually not great either in their own ways.
That was my favorite thing about Tau. Like, well, these guys are kind of scumbags.
But they present as if they are not.
I like Tau lore a lot. I got to be honest.
Tau are pretty great.
Speaking of scumbags, let's get to our D and F tier lists.
Wow. So the first high elf actually has two heavy cavalry. We got first up the Silver Helms, which are core, which is great. Mm-hmm. So again, you could take an all mounted list in high elves. I love it.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's so good. And they are basically Empire Knights.
But better in every way.
What do you mean? They got higher ballistic skill and initiative. That's
yes.
It.
Yes, it's they are better, and they're pre-built in with lances,
and they cost more.
Oh wait, they don't have a shield.
These guys gotta pay for a shield. Yeah, so they're 23 to 24 points, but they're going to be 24 points because you're always going to give them a shield. Crazy not to.
They don't have counter charge.
They don't. No. So they got elven reflexes. So their initiative 6 in the first round of combat, unless they charge them. It's higher. First charge is great. Ithilmar Barding, Swift Stride, and Valor of the Ages. I cannot remember what Ithilmar Barding does.
I think you don't reduce movement or something like that. I don't know, because that's not a thing, right?
No, correct. Well, when engaged in combat, a model with this special rule that is fighting with... Oh, that's what Ithilmar weapons. May reroll any rolls of 1 when making dangerous terrain tests.
Who cares? Nobody plays with terrain.
I mean, that will be great when it's needed. Yeah. And then Valor of the Ages is like re-roll any failed panic test by taking heavy casualties or fled through by a friendly unit, which re-rolling is always good. So for 2 points more than an Empire Knight, you get more initiative and then re-rolls in a couple spots.
I mean, Ballistic of 4 is really nice as well on something that doesn't effing shoot. It makes me so angry.
They are minimum size 5, though.
I don't know, dude. And maybe it's because I'm biased and I hate elves, but this might be a B tier for me.
Similar to the Empire Knights, I have them in A just because they are core.
They are missing two crucial things, and that is a shield baked in and counter charge.
Yeah, 24 points is a bit much. Where really you're just getting that extra initiative.
Right.
Compared.
But hey, when you charge at initiative 8 and what, Elven Reflexes puts them to 9? That's pretty great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. That's pretty good.
But yeah, the chances of them reducing attacks back is very high.
Yeah. No, all right. Yeah, put them in A. It's definitely what's up?
I said, again, just because they're in core.
Yeah, put them in... And if they were four up, then maybe, you know, that'd be solid with an eight, you know, whatever. But, like, they're also elves, so put them in a B. I hate this next one. I hate them. I hate them so much. I think they should go in a don't ever print these minis again tier. Stupid dragons, stupid princes.
Oh, hey, I love these guys. I love them a lot because you hate them so much. I have five more I haven't assembled yet, and I need to so I can have either two units of five or a unit of ten.
Shut your stupid mouth.
With a prince or maybe a couple characters in there and just murder everything.
I have a question. How are they cheaper than Grail Knights?
With full plate armor, because they're toughness three.
I hate strength this three. Game. I hate this game so much.
Actually, lower weapon skill and lower initiative than Grail Knights, so they should cost a little bit less. They have less everything in stats, but they're still awesome. Weapon skill 5, strength and toughness 3 is why, spoiler alert, I actually have these in B tier.
Good, because I hate them.
Because I will still take them all the time because I think they're awesome. But strength and toughness 3 really hurts, so their lances are still only strength 5, but they kind of make up for it with two attacks each.
Right.
Is really nice. They do, like I said, they do have full plate and they have dragon armor, so they have a 6+ ward save all the time. They do get counter charge drilled baked into their points. First charge, they are impetuous, but they're probably going to kill whatever they charge anyway.
Right.
And then Ithilmar weapons doesn't matter on the spear, but it will matter on following rounds of combat. Sons of Kalidor just means they can't be joined by most characters. Swift stride, but they are 37 points a model,
so it's 1 point less than Grail Knights, right?
I think yes, one
but
point
they have
less.
Counter charge, they have a ward save baked in. That impetuous is kind of rough, but your leadership 9, so you don't care.
That change to impetuous really helps them a lot.
I hate these guys so much. I hate them.
They
so
always
much.
Have a 6+ ward save because of the dragon armor.
They punch my butt all the time and I cannot stand them. So I don't understand why people have such an issue with Grail Knights. And I really think it's literally the one extra armor and the ward save that just keeps them around.
But I mean, the ward save is arguably worse than the Grail Knights ward save, but that extra point of armor is, they have a 2+ armor save, full plate, shield and barding. Like, that's nice. And yes, they still only have one wound, but that's why I put them in the same tier as the Grail Knights, because they are so expensive.
Yeah, with
you
one
kinda
wound,
have to build your list around them. I don't even know if you can take a unit, a 10, with the new, I can never remember what it's called.
Oh, yeah, that's rules. Fair. That's totally fair. So that's 370 without any upgrades.
For 10 of them?
Yeah.
Oh, duh, they're 37 points a model. So yeah, 10 with full command and maybe a magic banner, you can definitely fit in the 500 points at, you know, if you're playing a 2,000 point game with the rule that you can't have a unit more than 25%, you can fit them in there with a big block of 10 of these dudes. I can't wait to try that out.
Shut up. Yeah, that's 391 just with full command. So you've got an extra, 109 points to mess around with?
So many extra points.
Yeah, to put your stupid 50-point stupid banner in. Remember the Banner of the World Dragon that made me want to just burn that High Elf book?
I purposely never took that banner because it was just so incredibly broken.
It was so broken, dude.
Let's see what's a good High Elf one for them to have. For only 20 points, I can give them move through cover, which is nice.
I mean, but you reroll the one for... Oh, because it won't give you the minuses for movement, which is kind of huge for them.
They can only take 50 points?
Correct.
Oh, so that's another thing that Grail Knights get over them. I was going to say the Battle Banner is plus D3 combat res, but it's 60 points. So they need a BSB in the unit.
I hate everything that you're saying.
All right, want to talk about something a bit more fun for both of us? Because we both have to fight these all the time with our good pal God. Andy.
Orc with boy boys.
Orc boar boy mobs. So they have a huge point range. So anywhere from between 15 to 20 points a model. So now we're talking way cheaper than the last few.
This is Orcs. This is Orcs slogan. There's a huge point range here.
Yeah. So bare bones, 15 points. You get weapon skill 3, strength 3, toughness 4, because they're Orcs.
Dope.
Initiative 3, 1 attack, leadership 6. You're going to take a boss, so they're leadership 7.
Yep.
And they only come with hand weapons and light armor. They do have armored hide, so it's effectively like barding.
Yeah.
And then you can give them all kinds of things. You can give them cavalry spears. You can give them shields. You can give them heavy armor. You can make them big guns. And that's why there's such a big point range there.
Yeah, because the big guns give them, there's 2 points a piece. You can also make them savages and give them frenzy, which isn't nearly as good anymore.
Yeah.
You can give them war paint if they're frenzied. So you can give them a 6-up ward save, which is cool.
Right. Then all they have is a 6-up armor. Because yeah. They have to get rid of all their armor, and all they have is armored hide.
And let me tell you, Biggins is worth it on these boys, because it gives them +1 strength, which is that. What
in
else
the combat
you need?
Phase.
Yeah, who cares? That's awesome. And they also gain armor bane 1. Just in general, they have armor bane 1. So Biggins is usually always a good choice. It's always the right choice. Just like a Sam Adams, it's always the right choice.
Choppas are always great. They have counter charge. They have furious charge.
Awesome.
They are impetuous, but for the they're cheap enough. I don't really care. Right. And they have warband, so they get to reroll their charge.
Yes.
So I put them in A tier.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're almost S tier just because of their versatility and what they can do. Oh, by the way, how many can you take, Dan? 4. You can take 4.
Minimum unit size is 4. And I think
great darts.
It looks like you can't take them as core. I think you can in the Nomad list, the Army of Infamy.
Really?
Trying to find them here.
Wow. Okay.
There's so many units listed. It's like you got to take your time to really read through it.
I know, right? I really thought
boy mobs are special. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Yeah, they're definitely solid.
So that'll keep them from being S tier because they're not that good for special.
Oh my gosh.
But they are so good.
10 of them is 150 points before upgrades. That's so cheap.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking
so cheap.
I mean, they're less than half of the other ones we just talked about, like Grail Knights, and I mean, they're just about half of Grail Knights when they're all kitted out.
Right, exactly. Oh my gosh. Do you want me to check the Arcane Journal? Are you pulling it up?
I'm looking here. So the Nomadic Wa, you can take, if your general's an orc boss, 0-1 boar boys can be core.
You're telling me I can have a unit of 10 boar boy biggins, orc boy biggins as core. Heck yeah. Absolutely. I'm doing that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Because that's going to fill a bunch of your core anyway. And that army only has 25% for core, which is kind of out of the ordinary for armies of infamy. Their core is 33%. It is in the troll horde.
So nobody's going to take that because it's terrible. So
you don't even get boar boys and core in the troll horde.
Boar boy biggins. Sorry.
I think they're A tier because they are just they have a couple of major downsides, right? They're only weapon skill 3, they're strength 3, but they kind of make up for that with furious charge is huge.
Yes.
Give them multiple attacks, and it's only on the boys. The boars they're riding don't get it. And the boars aren't as good as they used to be. I feel like they're basically war horses that get I think they get a little bit more AP on the charge.
Yeah,
that sounds charge
right.
Rule. But counter charge, furious charge for 15 points a model. I mean, chances are they're going to be at least 18 points a model to give them spears, shields, and heavy armor. But now you're talking a 3-up save.
That's still only 180 points for 10 of them, dude.
For toughness 4 with but 2 no, attacks Tusker on charge. The charge.
Tusker charge is an extra strength and AP.
Oh, strength and AP. Okay, so when they charge, the boars are better too. They're strength 4, AP 1, or armor bane.
Yeah, and I gotta be on and armor bane if they're biggins. But I gotta be honest with you, the minis as well, probably some of the best ones in the orc range.
The newer plastic ones, that they came out with in like 8th or 7th edition were pretty great.
They're real, real good.
I like them a lot.
They're no terrible Goblin Wolf Rider minis.
The new AOS ones look sick.
Incredible. Yeah.
But yeah, the ones we had for 40 years or whatever, it seemed like at least 30 years, the same Goblin Wolf Riders, it never looked great. But I digress. Next up, we have another, the next entry in the Ravening Hordes. One of my favorites.
They're pristine. They're beautiful. I love everything about them.
Chaos Knights.
Did you Chaos just Sephiroth Knights. My Chaos Knights? Because I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad.
I mean, anything with three syllables, you can do the Sephiroth too, but it works here. Chaos Knights. No, these guys are great.
Wait, again, because I'm really excited about the MTG Avatar set, and stupid Sokka's haiku card is a haiku, and I'm so hyped about it.
I know. I cannot wait for that set. We've been starting to dabble in Magic the Gathering because of the Final Fantasy set. That's why I got into it. But I also love Avatar the Last Airbender, so I can't wait for that set in a couple months. But and Chaos Knights. Keep
coming out with bangers. Chaos Knights.
For real. I hope they don't have another great one.
Hey, did you want to have a 27-point model that has Weapon Skill 5, Strength 4, Toughness 4, and Initiative 4, and Leadership 8? Because guess what? Here it is.
Wow. That's like almost the same stats as Dragon Prince's, but plus one strength, plus one toughness. I mean, minus one initiative and minus one attack, but hang on, let me for just, 10 let me points just less.
Adjust my monocle here. Oh, and their core?
And their core. You do have to pay 2 points a model for lances. But this is a case where you don't have to take lances because they're strength 4. And they have ensorcelled weapons, so they're always AP 1 with those hand weapons.
And you can just, I don't know, give them a mark as well and make them better at everything that they do for 2 points instead of the lances. Dude, these guys are so awesome.
Or both. So they have a pretty big range as well. I think they're between 27 and 31 because you can go up to 4 points if you give them lances and a mark. But all the marks are good.
All the marks are good. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, well, okay, so Khorne is not as good as it used to be because it's just Frenzy, but you're on Swift Stride Cavalry, you're probably getting the charge off when you want to.
Yep.
I think Nurgle's the new winner here. Enemies have to reroll hits of 6 when they attack you is pretty great. Slaanesh can be really good too, plus 1 initiative, but it's only during the first round of combat.
So that can be great, it can be eh. And Tzeentch is always one of those where it's like, this could come up, probably, because it's just magic resistance 1.
That's always nice.
It's always nice. With the magic changes, too, I don't know. I think that's better. Good. Yeah, absolutely.
I think magic resistance just got better across the board.
Chaos Undivided is just solid. Reroll Fear, Panic, and Terror.
Oh, it's always great. Yeah.
Solid.
Oh, did I mention these guys also have first charge?
Yeah, by the way,
these guys are love them.
They would be S tier if they had counter charge. That's literally the only thing that would put them up there.
Yeah, they're definitely A tier. I mean, weapon skill 5 is huge. They're hitting on 3s almost all the time.
That's poor. Come on. 270 points for 10 of them.
Oh, come but on. Did you say you wanted something to be even better?
Oh, weird how that works.
How about more better Chaos Knights called Chosen Chaos Knights?
Why are they better, Dan?
Oh, they get another attack, Taylor. Never mind. I thought they got full plate. Oh, you can give them full plate for 3 points a model.
Yeah, that's pretty expensive.
So Chosen Chaos Knights, I put in B for the same reasons Grail Knights and Dragon Princes are there. Yeah, sure. They're beefy as hell. Strength 4, Toughness 4, 2 attacks each, Weapon Skill 5, but they're 1 wound, and to give them that full plate makes them 39 points a model.
Now they are 39. They do have a 6-up ward save, which is super great. They have counter charge,
they do have counter charge,
and they're stubborn.
Yeah,
and you can only take 4. You only have to take 4 of them. I might put a B+ on this one.
B+. I mean, just by the strength of their stat. I mean, again, they're very similar to Grail Knights.
Yeah.
Give them the full plate. They're 1 point more than Grail Knights. But to make them
that
more
extra armor is a lot.
Well, if we give them lances for 2 points a model, they're the same cost as Grail Knights, and Grail Knights have a little bit more on them in a way. They Grail Knights get plus 1 weapon skill and plus 1 initiative compared to the Chosen Knights.
That is true.
But again, the Chosen Knights have that versatility where you can give them marks.
Yeah, which, I mean, obviously makes them more expensive, but at the same time, these dudes with just using the hand weapon, with the ensorcelled weapon, and Frenzy, because they're going to get the charge off, but they are also movement 7.
With Swift Stride.
Yeah, so the movement 7 is kind of brutal.
Well, right? Okay, this is coming from a Slaanesh Demon player. Movement of 7 is fine.
If it's not movement 9, then what's the point of taking it?
Who cares, you know what I mean? Then?
No, but I'm saying Ground Knights are movement 8. That one extra inch, it matters.
Oh, they ask are. Any, okay, right, because instead, so like the Bretonians used to have that rule of the Bretonian war horses didn't count the movement penalty for barding. Mm-hmm. That's just not a rule anymore. It's just baked into units where these guys have movement 7 because they're wearing barding and they don't have Bretonian destriers. They have chaos steeds.
Right. And the barding on these things are like almost 6-inch armor plating. So I get it.
Spiky.
You know, these horses are not from this world.
Yeah, for real. They're from the Chaos Waste, probably.
Right.
So personally, I'm going to put these guys in B just because of the cost prohibitiveness. Again, you're talking over 40 points a model, probably after kitting them out to be more survivable for only one wound each.
And I got to be honest with you, for literally a third of the points, Marauder Horsemen are right there, dude.
I love Marauder Horse. Or Huskarls are so way cheaper.
They're so good.
Yeah, I like the idea of Chaos Knights. I would feel them once in a while. I don't think the all-mounted Chaos Army of Infamy is that great, partly because it really relies on Chaos Knights and chosen Chaos Knights, and you just have so few wounds on the table that a couple bad rolls and you're down 100 points easy. You know,
right.
One round of shooting, you roll a couple ones and twos for your armor. Yeah, you're going to have a 6-up ward save on your chosen knights, but they're still going to go down too easily for how expensive they are.
Here's the weird thing, though, Dan.
What?
You know what else has a 6-up ward save, essentially?
What?
Heavy cavalry that costs 11 points a mod.
The heck you say? How could there be heavy cavalry that costs 11 points?
Just make them undead skeletons.
Wait, they're also undead and cause fear and have the Horde rule and Swift Stride and Vanguard?
Why are these guys heavy points? Why are they heavy cavalry?
I have no idea. I don't understand. Like, even the elite infantry, Tomb Guard, are not heavy infantry, so why are they're just skeletons on skeletal horses? Why in the world are they heavy?
They don't even have armor. Like,
you're right, you have to pay extra for light armor.
Doesn't make any sense to me. It's cool and I love it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I think it's just to make them so being light or I'm thinking close order versus open order now. Never mind.
Ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Huh. Heavy cavalry in the core rulebook says, heavy cavalry are the heavily armed and armored knights of the old world's armies. Warrior elites mounted atop mighty war horses, bellowing boars, and cold-blooded reptiles that charge fearlessly into the fray time and time again. That none of that is skeleton warriors.
Ain't none of that true.
None of that is skeleton warriors. This doesn't make any sense. I'm going to call John Games Workshop.
Games Workshop. Say, what are you doing, man? I'm going to triple check the FAQ here and just make sure that hasn't been errated to light cavalry.
I really hope it has been, because
this is page 137.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
There's no errata there.
So let's talk about them a little bit. These guys suck because they're skeletons. They're weapon skill 2, the ballistic skill 2, strength toughness 3, they're initiative 2, they got 1 attack, and they're leadership 5. But, oh yeah, they're undead, so they don't care about anything at all, ever. They just don't care.
They don't care about anything at all, ever.
Ooh, did somebody just die? There's one model left in the unit? I don't care. You know what I mean?
They're coming back. Right? You can raise them back. And that's always driven me crazy about undead, is that they get super cheap models that you can just bring back very easily.
But their stat line is trash. You know what I mean?
Like you said, they suck. Their stats are objectively awful, and they only come with a hand weapon and shield. To give them cavalry spears, not even lances, and light armor, so they have a 5-up save, they're a whole 13 points a model.
Woohoo. Like, you can buy millions of these.
You could give them counter charge for a point a model, 0 to 1 per 1,000 points in your army. It's actually pretty dope.
It's really good.
14 only one points point? A model.
Yeah, man.
But again, that weapon skill 2, these guys are not really there to do damage. Like,
no, they're there to be obnoxious.
Yeah, you're going to be hitting on 4s most of the time. Sure. You don't want them to get any against anything elite and hitting on fives. But their cavalry with movement eight, they can't charge or they can't march, right? When the heck are an undead?
I don't know.
Did they change that? I can't remember.
I don't play this game. undead might have that rule, but I'm not 100% sure.
No, I don't know. I think they got rid of that.
They are fear, immune to psych, unbreakable, and stable. I'll check undead in. There's no undead special rule, is there?
No, that's why there's the Nehekaran undead, and then the vampire counts have something different. Oh, it's right there. Undead models cannot march unless they have the fly.
Oh,
second,
there you go.
Second you sentence of the rule.
Now, that requires reading, and I'm going to be Tim about it.
Too much reading. But they have spells to make up for that and whatnot. So, like, yeah, they are faster than they first seem.
These guys are trash, but they are 11 points, and you can raise them back. However many die, it doesn't matter. You can raise them back. I have seen units of 15 of these before. I have seen
huge why not?
Units of these, because who cares? They're 11 points. It don't matter. None of this matters.
Right. A unit of 15, you're still talking like 200 points.
Right. Pre-upgrades. You know what I mean? These guys are incredible. And guess what? They're core. So you take, how many you want? Take them.
Again, you could take a whole army of these guys if you wanted to. Like, yeah, their stats are awful, but that's not the point.
They're going to be annoying is the problem, you know? And with the being undead, they're just completely unbreakable. They're going to take all of the... can they take objectives? Core, right? Yeah.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, because they don't have
depending to be infantry. Depending on unit strength, I think.
Yeah, well, they're two... I mean, if you take 15, that's unit strength 30.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, for what they actually... Like, if you just look at their stat line, yeah, they are bad. But what they do is actually... They're great. I think I put them in A tier.
Yeah, I see A minus here, which... or just A dash core. Got it.
Yeah, it's a dash.
Yep. No, I think they're great. I think they're the backbone, right? The backbone.
The backbone.
As heavy cavalry, being backbone is weird, but 11 points is just insane.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. Hey, let's talk about new stuff. Huh?
New stuff that costs almost twice as much.
Because it's new, Dan. And that would be the Jade Lances. And Jade Lances are pretty dope. They are beautiful minis.
They're so good.
Weapon skill 4, which is great. They're still strength and toughness 3 because they're only peoples. Initiative 3, which isn't stellar, but they are leadership 8 as a people, which is pretty awesome. And again, with their yin and yang thing, they could be like weapon skill 5, which is awesome. They can get an extra movement, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So, but they do start at movement 5. Because they are barded.
Movement 7.
That's what I said, but I just spelled it wrong.
Like, where'd you get 5 from?
Yeah, movement 7. No, I'm sorry.
In their stat line at all.
0.
Oh, because of unit size 5 plus, maybe you saw that?
I didn't even see that.
We'll go with that. Just say you did.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So these are Empire Knights, once again. Same exact stat line for 1 point less, and they come with shields and Cathayan lances.
Yep.
Which we talked about Cathay before, of course. What I have here is out of order, though.
They're only strength plus 1, the Cathayan Lance, and they're AP 1, armor bane 1, but they fight in an extra rank.
Oh, right. They're like cavalry spears that are also thrusting spears.
Yep.
Which is
cool.
Kind of really cool.
Yeah.
So they don't hit quite as hard. They can only get the strength 4, but they also have Horde, which is kind of interesting, I guess, if you want a big unit of them.
I got to be honest, I might throw these guys into an A tier, mainly because they have so many options, man. There's so many options here.
I mean, you can make them ambushers. You can give them drilled. Each of those is a point a model, or stubborn for 2 points a model.
Right.
I mean, you're almost never going to use ambushers. Come on. You're probably going to take drilled on them. So they're really more like 21 points a model, especially if you're taking a big unit. That's when drilled really shines.
Yeah.
And they count as charging when they follow up, which is really nice. If you just give ground, they still charge you.
Yeah, with those 2 inches. And then they also fight in an extra rank.
I really debated about these, putting them in A or B tier. I think I put them in B here, but like I did that mostly because their stat line is not anything to write home about. and they don't hit very hard for heavy cavalry being strength four.
I think the reason that their stat line isn't anything to write home about is because the yin and yang piece. Because yeah, the time they're going to be weapon skill five with an extra initiative. Or no, weapon skill five with an extra leadership. And the other half, they're going to be movement eight with an extra initiative.
Yeah, so they're going to they're gonna be weapon skill five half the time. But they're still only strength to toughness three. Like I said, their lance is only getting a strength four. Which for heavy cavalry, just I don't think is great. Like they're supposed to be hard hitting units, right?
Well, the thing is it's half the time not consistent. Yes. It's just a random roll, so that kind of sucks.
Right?
You want to do weapon skill five all the time.
Obvious, yeah.
So, but so then initiative three, I'm cool with B.
0 to 1 unit in core per 1,000 points can be nice. So they can help fill your core, which there's only 2 units in core for Cathay right now anyway. So of course they can fill core.
2 of them at 2,000 points too, so that's nice.
And at 20, 21 points a model, they can get up to 24 points a model. You know, they can get, they're actually pretty expensive pretty quick. So you can fill your core pretty quickly.
Easily, yeah.
So yeah, I'm putting them in B just because they rely on extra stuff to make them good.
Let's do B.
Otherwise, they're fine. B plus. Give them a B plus.
Dan.
Oh, this next one was a surprise to me.
I don't understand that, like, even more than the skeleton knights. I don't understand why this is a thing. Flesh hounds?
Flesh hounds of Khorne are heavy cavalry.
Why?
And they're A tier because they're movement 8, weapon skill 5, strength of toughness 4, 2 wounds, initiative
2 attacks.
4, 2 attacks. You can give them for 32 points a model.
Why are they so good?
The only real guard. Yeah, you can give them ambushers or vanguard. Ambushers cost more than vanguard, which seems crazy, but vanguard's not as good as it was because they did errata it that you can't charge in the first turn if you vanguard move. But with their movement 8, that gets them, you know, easy turn to like backline charge, taking out war machines and stuff.
Absolutely. And they get an extra strength on the charge too because they're Mark of Khorne.
Yep. Demon of Khorne. They are impetuous because I think everything Khorne is impetuous.
Yeah.
But their magic resistance 2, which now is makes them almost, you know, makes them practically immune to things like magic missiles.
Well, here's why that's excruciatingly important is because they don't get their 5-up demon save against magic.
Yeah, and they only have light armor.
Right.
I thought they had armored hide 1, but it's armor bane 1 that they have there. So they are pretty squishy, so you really need those 2 wounds for them not to just be blown off the table by a stiff breeze.
Mm-hmm.
But the 2 wounds is nice. They are fast. They're close order, which is interesting.
I mean, they're not movement 9, but whatever.
True. But as heavy, you know, as cavalry, they can get the close order bonus potentially if you have a big enough unit.
Sure.
Because you need unit strength 10 now.
Well, they count as, I mean, you only need 5.
You need 5, but to have 5 at the end of combat.
Yeah, true.
After they've got shot at and stuff, potentially, because they're going to be at the front of your list.
You're right.
They're going to be your fastest thing, probably. Because Blood Crushers are only movement 7. Bloodletters are movement 5. And then, I mean, you're going to have a Bloodthirster there, too, with its fly 10.
Oh, gosh. Those things are disgusting.
Yeah.
But so you gotta, good.
What's nice about Flesh Hounds is that you can just throw a bunch on the table. 32 points is not bad.
No.
I think for what they bring. 2 attacks. Yeah. On the charge, the weapon skill 5, strength 5, armor bane 1. Not terrible.
No, not at all. Plus
counter charge
strength. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. These guys are dope. These guys are awesome. And they're friggin' demonic. So they're unstable, but they're also unbreakable.
And they're scary.
And they're scary. They're so scary.
So yeah, they're a little expensive, 32 points a model. But within the demon list, I think they fill a good niche. So that's why I put them at A.
No, I think they're fantastic for sure. Ooh, baby.
All right, going down.
I hate these things as well.
Schmalphabetically, I love them because I have a history of just destroying my brother's units of Cold One Knights. So these are the Dark Elf Cold One Knights. My favorite would be like, I never forget one game we were playing, my high elves versus his dark elves back in the day. And I had a repeater bolt thrower shoot his unit of cold one night and killed two out of the five. And then they panicked off the table before he even had a turn. He was ready to pack up right then.
His dice rolls have, they're as bad as Tim's. Oh, I don't know what it is with the name Tim, but dice rolls just don't happen. It's so bad. And he painted them so beautifully, and they look like they're on a ship too. They're so nice. The minis are so great.
The basing he did was really, really cool with like ship plank boards underneath them. But no, these are probably one of the best units in the Dark Elf army. Realistically, they are pretty expensive at 31 points a model, but you get weapon skill 5, which we've talked about how great that is. Strength 4. Yes, Taylor, your hand is raised.
These are toughness 4 elves.
No, the elves aren't toughness 4. The cold ones are toughness 4.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, I forgot they were toughness 4 until I just looked over their thing again.
You're incorrect. It says it's cold one knight, toughness 4.
Yeah. Because the cold one doesn't have they use the toughness of the mount, which is 4. The mount doesn't have a toughness.
For the cold one, then the elf is
doesn't have a toughness. The whole model does. It's the cold one. I'm gonna eat the mic. Yes, they are toughness 4 elf cavalry, which is pretty great. Yeah. Initiative 5 with those elven reflexes. So first round, they're at least initiative 6. Leadership 9, which is necessary because they're stupid. Cold ones are dumb. They do have the stupidity rule, which again, I have seen my brother's cold one knights just stand there. The knights just like whipping the reins and saying, go already. And then the cold ones just fighting at each other, not moving. I love it. He'd get so mad. they come with hand weapons, lances, heavy armor, and shields all baked in. And you can give them full plate for 4 points a model.
Yeah, but you don't need to. Because they're armored hide 1.
They are armored hide 1. So that it's the same as barding. So they have a 3 up.
Yep.
So full plate does bump them to a 2 plus.
Nice. Yeah, but 35 points a mini.
That's a lot. Again, for a 1 wound model, like they don't have a ward save. Unlike the really expensive Grail Knights and Chaos Knights and Dragon Princes, these guys do not have a ward save.
Yeah. Armor save is pretty helpful in this edition, so I don't know, that might be a good idea. If you're gonna bring a big old block of these guys, it might be a great idea to have that on there, just because they're like, they move when you say they do, unless the thing is stupid, right?
Yeah. The other thing though is that the cold one as a mount is like one of the best mounts, other than the stupid, like they have to give it something because it's so good. Movement 7, their only weapons go 3, but their strength 4 with 2 attacks.
And Armor Bane 1.
And Armor Bane on their attacks. Yeah, yeah, they are great.
Oh, by the way, they cause fear too, so.
Rawr.
Yeah. Cold One Knights have always been just solid. Absolutely.
Unless you
solid.
Fail that leadership test and they just stand there. Like,
Dan, do you have any idea what's even more solid?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Could you tell me about it real quick, please?
Yeah, how about Cold One Riders?
I'm sorry, what tier are they in?
I put them at S tier. So lizard. same as last week, our lizard men are our S tier here because compared to the other heavy cavalry, good lord, these things are terrifying.
Lizard.
They are only weapon skill 4, but Saurus have lower weapon skill across the board. We're used to this. We expect it. Strength, toughness 4, great. 1 wound. Initiative 2. So they need the charge to get the initiative bonus, but 2 attacks each. At leadership 8. Oh, yeah, they're also riding the same cold ones as the dark elves, so their mounts also have 2 attacks at strength 4. So each model has 4 attacks at strength 4, Taylor. 4 attacks each. If it's a pack leader, the champion, that model has 5 attacks.
Lizard.
And you can give them cavalry spears for a point. You don't really need to because they have... I mean, if you want strength 5, that's great. The obsidian blades, I believe, is the typical... AP one.
Yep.
You got it there.
Yep.
Okay. Which is pretty good. I think they're, I don't know. I mean, what are they? 34 points a model.
34 points. You don't even have to give them any upgrades. They're
lost them. I lost it in my PDF. There they are. Yeah, so, I mean, for 35, for one more point for the plus one strength on the charge, I think is worth it.
Yeah.
Especially with two attacks. That's huge. You can give them drilled for another 2 points a model. I don't think I'd bother because you're probably not taking huge units of these.
Lizard.
They are expensive. they do get heavy armor and shield. Which is really nice, and armored hide one. So they have barding as well. So they have a three up. They don't get a lot of the typical cavalry rules, though. They don't have, they have close order. They don't have the counter charge.
Yeah.
They don't have first charge. That hurts. They are stupid on leadership eight, and it's really hard to get that any higher in lizard men. They are swift stride, but. And I've had a unit of 10 or 8 sit there picking their noses for 2 turns because of leadership 8. When they get into combat, oh my God, do they rip face. They just destroy everything. I've also had
a unit of 5 completely chew through an anvil of doom. Thanks, Brooks. Like, they are, they're so terrifying.
Yeah, their offensive output per model is just gross.
It's so gross. They're not core, unfortunately, but I don't care. I'm going to use my special points for these guys every time I take lizards. Every single time. Unless I'm doing something fun with like rippers and pterodons and I'm like going all sorts of thematic with it. But I'm taking cold wind riders. They're so good.
They're a staple for the list, right? Yeah. Like lizard men don't have as many. Their list isn't quite as wide as others. They have a fair amount of options, but not a ton. And a lot of, unfortunately, a fair bit of them are just awful. Like their beast packs are just terrible. Or what do they call them?
The jungle swarms.
No, the
Croxagores and the.
No, the other ones.
You know what I'm talking about? Razordons.
Yes. Salamander packs or Razordon packs. I thought they had a name for both of them, but they might as well not exist in the book. They're so bad. But
dude, I remember when Razordons were the most terrifying thing in that book. They were so good.
Because they were lizard organ guns. They were great.
Oh my gosh. They were awesome. You could stand and shoot with them.
It's one of the few things that makes me sad about the old world is they did really oversimplify some of those things where now it's like, oh, they do a couple of shots and they're terrible.
Yep. Yep.
Cold Wind Riders are special.
Yeah.
Which is not, there's no way to get them in core.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I think for, that would be ridiculous. Think that is, I think it's acceptable for how good they are.
Ridiculous.
it'd be nuts if you could get them in core for how good they are. Yeah, so I it might become like shtick now, but they are, I think, S tier for heavy cavalry. They are the best.
Lizard.
They are the best, except for the next one.
Dude.
Which are the best.
Stupid things are so terrifying. They have been terrifying since, what, 5th edition when they came out?
Always.
Blood Knights are horrifying to behold. Their minis are probably some of the most expensive and most beautiful miniatures GW has ever put into fantasy.
Every rendition, too. Those every metal rendition. Ones were gorgeous. The new plastic ones, amazing.
The metal ones were like $30 a model. They were insane.
Yeah, they were crazy. And they're not much cheaper now. Unless there's some box sets you can get that include like a bunch of things and Blood Knights that make them more affordable. But they are just crazy. So their stat line doesn't look crazy. The stat line is Inner Circle Knights plus one weapon skill. A little bit. Okay, so weapon skill 5, strength 4, toughness 4, 1 wound, initiative 4, 2 attacks.
Love it.
Leadership 7, which isn't that bad for vampires. 39 points a model.
Very expensive.
You might think, well, why would you like these guys? You said everybody else that was almost 40 points a model with 1 wound was garbage. They can be brought back. You can raise them. They come with hand weapon, lances, heavy armor, shields, and barding. So they have a 3 up. They have accursed weapons. So if you don't go with their lances, anytime they're not charging, of course, they have magical attacks and armor piercing 1. Just all the time.
Yep.
And they have Close Order, of course, Counter Charge, Dark Vitality, which I believe double check that one for me. I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm looking.
First Charge, fantastic. Flammable, okay. You don't see flaming weapons that much because that just gets rid of their regeneration 6+. They're Indomitable 1, so they take one less wound from losing combat, which they're not going to do anyway. They have Martial Pride, so that is the typical, like, every unit can accept challenges, blah, blah, blah. Necromantic Undead, Regen 6+, and Swift Stride. So they got everything you want in cavalry.
So the Dark Vitality is essentially the kind of the vampiric rule, sort of, but only the good parts, where Death of the General, they don't care. They don't start crumbling.
Right, because they are vampires.
Right, and they can march because they're vampires.
Right, okay, yep. Yeah. Yeah, so each of these is like, what am I trying to say? Like, like a minor vampire noble that's not quite leading the army, but are awesome in their own right. And like, yeah, they have one wound each at 39 points a model, but they effectively have 3-4 wounds each because you can raise them back as long as you have a character nearby that can do that, like a necromancer or something. And I've seen
a unit of 5 go down to 1 and then come back.
Yes, that's where it gets terrifying. Because I one time I had the only tournament I've been able to go to against a friend of the network, Anthony. Had a unit of Blood Knights, and I was like, all right, I got a unit of 2 Tyranok Chariots and a White Lion Chariot lined up, easy charge into them. I'm like, I could actually kill all 5 Blood Knights and just not worry about them anymore, and my chariots can go kill other stuff. I killed one with all the impact hits, all their attacks. I killed one, which I know is not, it's totally anecdotal. It's not I should have killed at least multiple. But I killed a whole one of them, and then they proceeded to just destroy my chariots, no problem. He raised it back, and they just continued on the fight like the chariots weren't even there.
It's so brutal, man.
It's terrifying. So and you can give them full plate.
And yes, for 5 points, so they go up to what, 44?
44. Like you might as well give them drill to make them 47.
Why give them drilled, though? They don't need it.
No, because you're not taking units of 10 of these guys anyway. You're taking just the unit of 5. I would give them full plate to give them a 2 up, because that just makes them harder to kill every time you're raising them back again.
So I got to be honest with you, Dan. You want to give them terror for 20 points too? Why not? Like,
why are you giving them terror? Don't do this.
The Castellan can take 25 points of vampiric power.
Oh my god.
And
yeah,
terror is only 20.
That's absolutely worth it. 100% would do this. I hate them. I love to hate them. They're like the bad guys. There is, I think they're rare.
That sounds check. Right.
Yeah. They are where? There they are. Oh, they're only 0-1 per 1,000 points. Which in rare is usually as much as you can fit in anyway. Yeah,
that sounds like 1.
So probably not going to be able to take 2 units in 2,000 points, but that would just be completely bonkers. They're so good.
One of the biggest reasons that back in 8th edition and such that you didn't see vampire players with these is because they were like $120 for 5 of them. That was the only reason.
They were just too monetarily expensive.
Yeah, that was it. If everyone had all the money in the world, we'd have 1,000 Blood Knight units.
But what's crazy is that because they're heavy cavalry, when a necromancer does Invocation of Nehek, they can raise a number of heavy cavalry equal to their wizard level.
Yeah.
So a level 4 wizard can just bring 4 of these guys back if you manage to kill them.
No dice roll. Just happens.
At the same time, would you like to just field a whole army of cavalry in your vampire counts? Oh, you can, because there's Black Knights, which are not nearly as good as Blood Knights, but I still put them, I gave them a B+ because they're core. They are kind of expensive at 24 points a model with a not great stat line. I guess it's actually not that bad.
Strength and toughness 4, man.
They are strength and toughness 4. It's really just their weapon skill is only 3, which is not great.
I don't care. They're undead. They're not going to move. I'm going to raise them back.
Yeah. So, and you're probably going to actually make them 28 points a model with lances and barding. Maybe not lances. You might not need lances. They do get cleaving blow, same as because they are Graveguard mounted.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think 28 points a model is still worth it because they do a first charge again. Regen mm-hmm. 6+, a 3+ save if you give them the barding. Like, they're solid. I'm going to move them to A tier.
I think they're absolutely in A tier.
I was really debating them, about them when I put B+ in my list, but I think
you can give them 50 points of magic banner as well.
Yeah,
which you can do. By the way, which you can do on the Blood Knights and make them regeneration 5+.
Stop it! You stop it right now. I'm pretty sure that's what I went up against. They had full play. They had 2+, 5+, and it was like, oh, never mind. I cannot kill these.
For 40 points, that? You can give them reserve as 50 points.
50.
Yeah. So for 40 points, you can give them reserve move as well, which is incredible. Like. No, is that the one where you shoot and then move?
That's the one you can move at the end of the shooting phase.
As or well?
At the end of the movement phase. You can move again, which gets rid of their inability to march. Makes up sure, for that. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And you don't, it like saves using an ability for another unit. Sure. They can just mm-hmm. do it all the time.
Yeah, I think these guys are incredible. The only thing they don't have is they can't have plaques for defense, right? Being Graveguard, they have that implacable defense.
Implaceable?
Yeah, that one. You can't place them in defense.
You cannot place them.
Yep. So that's the only thing they're missing, but you don't care about their defense. You want them to hit things with Lance and make them die.
Right. Again, they are they're undead, so they're not. They're, at worst, they're going to back up 2 inches. And they're not really point scorers because they're cavalry. I don't remember if that works or because their core it does. Either way, yeah, they're great.
It's just having a 3+ armor knight, heavy cavalry knight that you can resurrect for a turn as well is so stupid.
Yeah,
it's so crazy. Stupid.
They're so good. All mounted vampire counts sounds terrifying.
Oh, also the minis are dope.
I love the Black Knight minis are the old ones are not good, but I love them. Yeah. Like they have the same skeletal steed as the Tomb Kings, which is always so funny to me. But I just love the look of the dudes in the like the old looking armor on these skeletal horses.
But no, man, the AOS ones are gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to play Vampire Counts, yes, you have to have a legacy list, but the models that are available currently through the AOS range are just unbelievable.
No, they redid the Black Knight minis when they came out with Hex Wraiths in 8th edition.
Because they're the same kit?
Yeah, here, I sent you a picture. I totally forgot about that.
I did too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't like those as much. They don't have as much character, I feel like. Like they're cool, they're better models, but I feel like the old ones were more fun with their kind of goofy hats and stuff.
We are a big proponent of goofy hats, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So these guys are the Soulblight Gravelords you got to look at for all the vampire count type stuff.
Yeah,
and they're they have units for basically everything: dire wolves, fell bats, mm-hmm. zombies, skeletons.
The Blood Knights are gorgeous.
Yeah, they're called Barrow Knights now.
Oh my god, they're beautiful.
They're such good models.
Absolutely beautiful. 100% would buy these just to paint them.
Yeah.
You know, not even I've always wanted a massive horde of vampire counts that I'll never get around to and I'll never paint.
Yeah, but for real. Like,
Manfred von Karstein was my favorite von Karstein, and his ability to just like, I'm gonna raise an entire like unit of 30 zombies because I hate you was the best. I loved him so much. I loved him so much. It was like Nagash, Manfred, you know, on a scale. Like he was real close.
Yeesh.
Which is talking him up too much, but you know.
No, he's great. Yeah, the current plastic Blood Knights are $70 for 5.
That's way better than 120.
Yeah, it's actually way cheaper than they used to be. I know there was a box set that included them that you might still be able to find in random
pending.
Local game stores or something.
Yeah, BD might have one. Get them cheaper. Fair. Yep.
I think BD has the one that includes like fell bats and dire wolves and a couple other things that make them way more affordable, because on their own, they're pretty, like, three fell bats for $60.
Oof. No,
and
thanks.
Like, they're very different in Old World compared to Age of Sigmar. Like, you need more than three if you're going to take them.
Cool.
All right. Well, that's all the heavy cavalry. If I missed any, please let me know. But I look through every PDF that I have. And of course, somehow, even though they were way fewer model, fewer units, I still took an hour and a half.
You and I like to ramble. That's for sure.
Of course.
That is for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to let us know on what we got wrong or who we missed, you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast or Audible. That would be super fantastic and be like, hey, these guys are awesome. However, they completely missed this unit of heavy cavalry in this episode. They're big, dumb idiots. A 5-star review on those would be great. 5-star review anywhere would be awesome. But if the Apple Podcast and Audible is really what feeds other podcast recommendations. So help us out. That would be dope. I also have other plugs and fillers. There they are, professionalcasual.com. If you want to check out our socials, our other podcasts, blogs, merch, everything's on there. Professionalcasual.com is the place to be. We've got twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, where Dr. D is currently streaming at time of recording right now. Oh, yeah, the Power Phase on Tuesdays, where we play some sort of miniatures game, maybe some card games at some point. Ben's solo missions are on there as well. Hey, you want to go hang out and play games with our very own Dan that's sitting right here? You can do that at startplaying.games.
Yes,
I did it. And you want to search for Bad GM Dan, where he's going to actually be running an Old World RPG. I think tomorrow is your first one, right? Supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm trying to get one going on a Friday morning, so it's a weird time. But you know, my summer as a teacher, I can do that. Every couple Mondays, I try to throw one up there to see if we can get one on a Monday night. That's sure. More doable for most people, but depending on my schedule. But yeah, I'd love the delve into Carrick Eight Peaks.
Heck yeah.
With a party of dwarfses.
Heck yeah. And hey, if you want to send us a call or call us a text, you can do that at 603-803-3235. Especially send feet pics to Tim. And hey, if you ever wanted to send us anything physical, you can do so at P.O. Box G, West Oneonta, New York, 13861. This has been an incredible episode once again. These are so much fun. This tier list idea was the best idea, Dan. Good job.
And people love tier lists, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you don't, let us know. Or if you do, also let us know.
Yeah, just let us know. How can you do that? Join the Discord. Links in the show notes. Anyways, folks, thanks for being here. Thanks for loving me. And we'll see you in the next episode. Dan?
But your dice always roll sixes unless they're your Blood Knight saves, because they should just be off the table.
Unless it's your leadership for your raised dead. And then they should be ones.
No, then they should be sixes.
Then they should be ones.
We don't want them to come back.
They gotta come back. Invocate that in the heck. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2e actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolforp actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/ The Professional Casual.